What?
Alright, Seder Sura Samasekes, Tuf Resh Ches. Ochum Mapsikim Kohen Ben Hashmashos. You need to finish eating before Ben Hashmashos. Shetzarach Los of Mechol Al Kodesh, because you need to add on to the Kodesh. That's like we keep bring in Shabbos earlier than it actually starts. So too, you need to start Yom Kippur earlier than nightfall. The Toso Zeh, Ein Lo Shir. There's no amount to how much extra you need to add on. Elakodim Bein Hashmashos, it just has to be before Bein Hashmashos. Shazmano Elef HaChamesh Meos Amakodim Alayla Tzarech Losev Mechol HaKodesh Ma'at O Harbe. So the Mechaber goes with the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, who holds that it's around 15 minutes before Tzeisal Kochabim is Bein Hashmashos. And so you need to add on a little bit before that. However, the Mishnah Berurah points out that the most Rishonim disagree with this, and the Vilna Gaon disagrees as well, and they say that Bein Hashmashos starts at Shkia, at sunset, and therefore you need to add on to sunset. So how long do you need to add on to Shkia? So the Mishnah Berurah says earlier that if you add on a half hour, 15 minutes or a half hour before that, so then you'll be good no matter what. So that's what you should try and do, add on before Shkia. So that's why some shuls have Tefillah Zaka 15 minutes before the actual Shkia. So that's when you accept upon yourself the Kedusha of Yom Kippur, and that fulfills this concept of Tosefes Yom Kippurim. The source for Tosefes Yom Kippurim, says the Mishnah Berurah, is the Pasuk says, V'nisem es nasar seichem betisha lachodesh be'erev me'erev ad erev tishbesu shabbas achem. And we say, can't be that you fast on the 9th. You're not allowed to fast on the 9th. So that's why the pasuk says, Ba'erev. Maybe I would think that that means from the night. So that's why it says, Betisha. How do you have Ba'erev and Betisha? Rather means you have to start a little bit early. The Shear Tzion points out that we really use this pasuk to teach us the that if you eat on Erev Tisha, on Erev Yom Kippur, it's like you fasted on Erev Yom Kippur. So how could we learn two things from the same pasuk? So over there, the Taz is Miyashe, but we won't deal with that. But that is the source for this concept of Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. So you add on a little bit, 15 minutes or a half hour. This was discussed earlier by Tosefes Shabbos, that it has to be before Bein Hashmashos. And also, the post can point out that it actually happens Bal Korcha. It happens even if you don't accept it. Tosefes Shabbos happens a little bit before Shkia. So you can't really do malacha right up until Shkia, as Shabbos comes upon you, whether you like it or not. But you should accept it upon yourself a little bit earlier. And so too with Yom Kippur, you should accept it upon yourself a little bit earlier. Sif Beis, Nashim She'ochlos Hashosos Acheh Hashecha Ve'hinenan Yodos Shemitzolos Mechal HaKodesh. Women who eat and drink right up until nightfall, they don't know that there's a mitzvah to add on to Yom Kippur. Ein Mimachan Biyadan Kadesh Levo Lasos Bezeldam. We don't tell them that what they're doing is wrong because we don't want them to come to do it intentionally. This is a concept called Mutav Shiyu Shogin, Volume Mizidin. Better that they do something wrong unintentionally than to do it wrong intentionally. And the Rama says, V'adim B'choldvar Isser Amrina Mutav Shiyu Shogin Volume Mizidin. This is a general rule that whenever someone is doing something wrong, you shouldn't correct them if you know that they're doing it unintentionally, because better that they do it unintentionally than intentionally. V'davka Shenim B'furish B'Torah. But this is only true if it's not something which is clearly stated in the Torah. Alpha Bishu Dorais Alvim. B'furish B'Torah Mochem B'yadam. If it's something which is stated straight up in the Torah, clearly in the Pasuk, then you would need to be mochan them, because we assume that if it's in the Torah, then they really do know it, and therefore what they're doing is actually being done b'mezid. This is only true, says the Mishnah Berurah, if you know that there's no chance that they'll listen to you. But if there's a chance that they'll listen to you when you tell them that what they're doing is wrong, then even on an Isser Derabanan, you should tell them, you should warn them and say what you're doing is wrong. Again, as we said, when it's Mefurish B'Torah, we have to assume that what they're doing is B'mezid, and therefore you need to tell them that what they're doing is wrong. All of this, as well as true, says Mishnah Berurah, you only need to tell them that what they're doing is wrong if there's no danger to you. But if there's a danger to you that they think they're going to hit you or damage you or something like that, so then you would not need to tell them that what they're doing is wrong. Also, there's a big difference between warning people who are when it's in public or in private. When it comes to publicly telling people that what they're doing is wrong, if they're doing something b'shogeg and you know that they're not going to accept, so the Rav Moshe Feinstein says that if there's a chance that some of them will accept, then you should tell them that what they're doing is wrong. Don't worry about those other people that won't accept. As long as there are some people in the group that might accept it, so then you should tell them. So again, the rule is that if you know they're not going to listen to you, so then you don't say anything. Better not to say anything if they're doing it unintentionally. But if there is a chance that they'll listen to you, so even if they're doing it unintentionally, you should tell them. And if it's something that was a Mefurish B'Torah, it's clearly stated in the Pasuk, then even if they're doing it unintentionally, you should stop them, and we'll continue with these halachas.